Alex Hall, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Julia.
It's always a pleasure discussing the local state of the public arts, and Art This Way has been working overtime this year despite COVID-19 challenges. So congratulations, and what do you make of all of this?
So this was definitely a year of pivoting and a year of making do when we had to. I initially started out last year and the year prior planning all the projects for 2020. Obviously, in the planning stage, we didn't know about a global pandemic. So here we are with the result, which is 10 new pieces of art that have gone into Fort Wayne via Art This Way and the Downtown Improvement District. And I think I'm just really grateful that we were able to bring these talented artists out into downtown and let them create. And then we also saw some of those other activation projects this year that were a little bit unplanned.
All remarkable, yes. Okay, leading into the year, pre-COVID, Fort Wayne was blessed with several project plans already in place. I believe the first announced really in the year was the Utopian Coffee projects.
Yes, so we had 7 cinder block areas that filled out former loading docks, and we wanted to see different artists give an opportunity to create something. It really did end up being a great project because we were able to partner with some local organizations and bring 7 different artists to that wall.
And that's right in the downtown Landing District. So it's very, very communal, very joyful thing. And the hits keep on a coming. The Tokyo-born Jury's mural.
Jury mural, uh-huh.
The Lion's Dance and Jeremy Stroop's Art This Way mural on Grand and Calhoun Streets. What can you tell us about those 2 wonderful pieces?
So this is a unique opportunity. The Jury mural, we had been talking for several months, and I was finally able to recruit her to come to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she proposed a design based on our 45-year-long relationship with our sister city, Takeoka, Japan. Because of her heritage and her style of artwork, it was a really nice melding, and the result is a really powerful work based on kabuki theater and special masks that are actually made in Takeoka.
What a wonderful connection, and it speaks past, present, and future to everything truly arts and culture in the area. Pieces like that, well, you can't plan it. Maybe you can dream about it. What does it make you feel like when you hear that something like that is going to hit our happy little city?
One of the important parts that public art can play, a role that it can bring, is a reflection of our cultural identity and who we are as a community. So when you have a piece like that speaks to our sister city relationship and it speaks about our culture here, it's nothing but chills and excitement to know that we are actually seeing a work of art like that that does represent us in this way.
And we own it.
And we own it.
Wonderful. And Fort Wayne weathered the post-lockdown protest weeks with even more public art centricity, making protest art a new and very powerful language. Sad circumstance, but what a wonderful way it ended. What a conversation it opened up, quite literally. What did that net the arts and culture scene, Alex?
So it was definitely the first time that I can recall that we saw something like this happen in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And it was exciting to see the number of artists who wanted to come out and have their voices heard. So over the course of the weekend, June 5th and 6th of this year, we did have our first unplanned art activation where we hired artists to paint whatever it was that they felt they wanted to paint on the plywood boards that were put up in downtown. Some of those boards were preventative. So what's really interesting is we've actually been able to collect a number of them and keep them as part of a collection that we're hoping to be able to put on display in the future and also potentially keep for historical purposes.
It was a beautiful conversation that was held with the public and spoken with paint, we might say.
Yeah.
It turned the ugly around and made it open up a conversation rather than close doors or close hearts. Did it surprise you that it could happen, let alone that it did to that magnitude?
In some ways it's surprising, but I think when you see a public art, especially uncommissioned public art around the world, you see where a lot of it challenges the viewer and it creates that sometimes really difficult dialogue. So to know that we had such a huge collection of pieces like that in our community, it felt really powerful to me. And I'm really proud that that's how Fort Wayne spoke out during that time.
Indeed. And in between, we can't forget, letting murals have their way through our public art scene. We had even commercial places like Jiffy Lube taking up the cause here in the state of Indiana. What does that mean to the art and, well, the regional business sectors that were all involved and included?
It's a really impressive thing to see a business leader and franchisee owner invest in the arts. The connection between having more business and putting art on your building is something that we sometimes can't quantify. But this is someone who is seeing the result. So he is choosing to make the investment and hire artists to do murals on the facades of all of his Jiffy Lube locations, knowing that this will increase his business. So it's definitely an economic driver for him. And I appreciate that that's yet another mechanism of public art right there for us to see in a literal way.
Dollars and cents.
Dollars and cents.
I love it. And if we are talking murals, how's about the Make It Your Own Mural Fest? I know that was not art this way, but my goodness, it was art that way.
Right. So the Northeast Indian Regional Partnership and Arts United hired me to help facilitate the Make It Your Own Mural Fest. And we managed to bring 11 murals to 11 different counties in Northeast Indiana in the span of 11 days in early September. And yeah, it was very exciting to see some of these communities that had no murals or maybe only had small pieces of public art. Suddenly, they now have as an asset a 2,000 square foot mural. So it's a really exciting project.
And well, it definitely kickstarts the surrounding counties, the surrounding communities in a great big way to join the art party, so to speak. And a lot of these cities and towns and neighboring communities have been watching and learning and taking part in the advanced and beefed up art because of Fort Wayne. We are setting a standard, motivating, giving ideas. Mm-hmm. What kind of power does it give the whole area to have that momentum build? It's really a lot that is in motion right now.
Right. One of the major goals was to act as a catalyst. So how can we help these communities better understand the implementation process and what it takes so that they have the tools to do it themselves? But further, I think that it's something to see how some of these communities can really do what they want with that. So whether or not they go in the direction of murals or they go in the direction of temporary art installations, whatever it is, they now have kind of a head start. And the catalyzation of these other projects was really the goal. So now they can go and make it their own.
Fantastic. We are proud to call them our neighbors, and they're echoing our enthusiasm. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, yes. And also, I encourage anyone to go and visit them, as many of them as you can.
Oh, yes, indeed. Is it safe to say this flurry of activity was, well, unprecedented?
So that's what's interesting. I don't know if it just feels unprecedented because nothing else has been able to happen this year. This did feel like something we had to make a lot of big changes, but we were still able to implement a lot of projects in 2020 despite the world's status. So it's nice to see that we have this much happen now. Whether or not we see this much happen again all in one year, I don't know. It wouldn't be bad. It'd be great. But it could also just be that it looks very much so like a wild amount of art because of the stark contrast to a whole lot of cancellations and delays and postponements.
And that's fair enough because so many events couldn't be held or had to become virtual or had to be put on hold. There's something about the whole public art scene that the world, of course, loves and enjoys. It's right there in your face, and how can you ignore it? And why should you? In the meantime, it does offer something safe and fun and communal to do. You knew that. You were right in the middle of it, making it all happen. Did you feel that impact as it was happening?
I say now, looking at it and seeing them as assets that are just accessible to the public whenever they'd like to see them, yes, it's really been something to know that this is a safe thing that you can go in your car with your bubble of people that you feel safe around and tour and see these pieces and experience this artwork, despite the fact that not a whole lot else has turned back to a normal place. So this is nice to look at and see it as this opportunity that now exists for years to come, that people can get out at their own pace and take a look at the work.
And that does include the artists themselves, as opposed to musicians who really had no place to play. Artists could paint on a wall.
That's true. We had almost a COVID-free environment for someone to go out and avoid and paint on a wall by themselves.
Anything this year that has that designation is really quite something. But wait, there is more. And not all murals on the public art scene. What about, well, the pianos and Make Music Fort Wayne project?
That's something that I had a conversation a while back with Kevin Neighbor with Lutheran Life Villages, and they were inundated with old upright pianos that no one really wanted anymore. And he had the inspiration from a public piano project in New York to see what it might look like to do that here. So a couple of years ago, we painted one of the pianos, and we were actually scheduled to release that piano into the wild this year. But under this current climate, it was hard to decide whether or not we should put something that the public would be encouraged to touch in the public realm. So instead, we did just a small pilot here in the fall in the Hello Mural Alley, where we put that piano out there. And I think it was an overwhelming success. And what we will probably see in the future is systematically we'll be putting these pianos painted by local artists out, and we keep calling it out into the wild, into public spaces, and encourage people to use them.
And that makes a wonderful art statement, music statement, and statement about the creativity that Fort Wayne likes to brag about.
It's the full package. If you already have the art, the murals out there, and you've created seating, and then you bring in the music, you're really adding everything that can make a space and an atmosphere feel like the best place you've ever been in the world.
Because it is. And one more thing, now that the mural painting season is peaking and winding down, we are still awaiting the grand finale, perhaps, I could call it. That is overhead sculpture.
Right. As part of the alleyway, the saturation with art, one component that we still have not finished this year, but is slated to be completed by the end of the month, is the 77 Steps sculpture. This is a design by Kelty Tappy, and they have a design team that is basically implementing art through lighting. In this specific alleyway, it's very dark and rather narrow and tall, so it will be a completely different experience come the end of the year when you go into that space. During the day, it'll probably feel like an overhead chandelier, but at night, you will experience a light show. This is downtown, just next to the Porchoff Calhoun space. So if you're familiar with where the Hello Fort Wayne mural is by Sean Dunwoody, you're just going to walk a little bit north of that vehicular alley and you will find yourself in the 77 Steps alleyway.
That's most exciting. So bottom line, Alex, I'm not even going to ask how you were able to pull this all off despite the nasty pandemic. The art gods certainly must be smiling over Fort Wayne and all of the hard at work creatives like yourself and the wonderful legion of people you had working with you. But I will ask, what does this mean to everyone here, artists and art lovers alike?
As a creative, I am thrilled to see that my creativity is finally being represented in the public realm in the place that I live. So now when people ask me, whenever I'm traveling around the world or throughout the country where I'm based, I can proudly say Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they can Google it and see murals everywhere, sculptures happening, and obviously all the other exciting things that are going on in downtown Fort Wayne that make me very proud to be an artist who lives and works in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne native Alex Hall is the executive director of Art This Way. Alex, thank you for sharing all of this and the story of all of this with us today. Great work. Carry the gift.
Thank you so much, Julia. It's so wonderful to talk to you.